We come to that last gospel passage that we read from Luke chapter 5, and we read this. Verse 12 of Luke chapter 5. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who, seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. The Gospel of Matthew and Mark also have both recorded this event. Matthew has given us some added information to this narrative, just prior to this healing miracle of Christ. Christ was in the mountain, Matthew tells us. He had just delivered his Sermon on the Mount with vast crowd following. He entered into the towns and cities where he continued his preaching, till he was approached by this man whom Luke tells us or describes for us as being full of leprosy. Being full of leprosy. Well, what that means could possibly mean that he was covered from head to toe of leprosy. However, my subject this morning is Christ heals the unclean with a touch. Christ heals the unclean with a touch. As we come to this narrative before us then, of this cleansing of this leper, we come to discover some amazing attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ in his dealing with sinners. We come to discover some amazing, his amazing condescension, taking upon himself the likeness of sinful man. We come to discover his great grace and mercy, his kindness and love toward the unclean. But oh, we come to see and observe his compassion and pity, his great sympathy for lost sinners. What was leprosy? And what did it symbolize? We come to understand that the leprosy of today is not the same leprosy of Bible times. The cleansing of this leprous man is fitly recorded with the first of Christ's miracle, because leprosy was looked upon among the Jews as a particular mark of God's displeasure against sin. Now, as example, we find in the scriptures Miriam, Gehazi, and Uzziah all smitten with leprosy for their sin. And I'd like to turn briefly to one example, at least two examples. Turn with me to Numbers. Numbers chapter 12. Numbers chapter 12. And verse 10. Numbers chapter 12. Let's begin at verse 6. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them." Who is Miriam and her brother Aaron? "And he departed, and the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, Alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not this sin upon us, wherein we have done foolishly, and wherein we have sinned." The next chapter is Second Chronicle. Second Chronicle, the chapter 26. Second Chronicle 26. This is speaking about Uzziah. But verse 16, beginning at verse 16, "But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God, and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. And they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord. Then Uzziah was wroth, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him." That be two examples from the cause of leprosy, what it was. Now, since the scripture have so described sin in terms of leprosy, do you not understand, friends, that this is all of us? We have all sinned against the Lord God and have become leprous ourselves. We have all sinned. This is the state of every human being. But God has made provision for our state by coming to this sin-infested world himself in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. Christ, therefore, to show that he came to turn away the wrath of God by taking away sin, began with the cure of this leprous man. Also, because this disease, as it was supposed to, come immediately from the hand of God, so also it was supposed to be removed immediately by his hand, and therefore was not attempted to be cured by physician, but was put under the inspection of the priests, the Lord's ministers, who waited to see what God would do. Now, friends, Christ is still preaching today. He invites sin-infested lepers to himself to have their leprosy cleansed. It is the purpose for which he came, to turn away God's wrath from us. But are you here this morning hearing about your deliverance from sin, but still hiding in the crowd that thronged Christ? There were many that came to him with many different kinds of diseases, and he heals them all, rendered us unclean before God. He heals them all, but the one that really matters most is leprosy. There are many different kind of diseases, but the one that depict sin, leprosy, because it comes from the hand of God. It depicts sin and rendered us unclean before him. Will you not come forward then to Jesus Christ? Make your confession unto him as you worship. He will not automatically cleanse you from your many diseases until you approach him and ask him. Since you may have many diseases needing to be cleansed, you want to tell him what disease you want him to get rid of. He is waiting. This leprosy was a disease quite different in nature to what we now call leprosy today. The king of Israel said, "Am I God that I am sent to recover a man of his leprosy?" Well, Christ proved himself God by recovering many from leprosy. Friends, every disease is the fruit and figure of sin. It is a disorder and a pollution of the soul. And leprosy was in a special manner was so. It is treated not as a sickness, but as an uncleanness. The priest was to pronounce the party clean or unclean, but the honor of making the leper clean was reserved for Christ, who was to do it as the high priest of our profession. He takes away sin and cleanses us from it, and so perfected forever them that are sanctified. Now, you may come into this house of prayer this morning with the profession that you are the Lord's. Therefore, I couldn't possibly be talking about you. Well, Aaron and Miriam had such a profession that they were the Lord's. But look at how the anger of the Lord came with them. Look at how they angered the Lord with their sin. Such was God's wrath against them that Miriam became leprous or unclean and needed to be cleansed from her leprosy. Now, friends, you are a believer. You have a profession of faith and name the name of Jesus Christ. But are you carrying around with you, under that cloak, under that jacket, hidden from view, that dreaded thing? Is it leprosy, my brother? My sister? Then come to Christ. Ask Him to sanctify and cleanse you from all sin, so that you might be restored to the Lord's favor once more. Let us look at this leprous man and his address to the Lord. How did he manage to get so close to Christ? To touch Him? How did he manage to get so close in touching distance from Him? For according to the instruction given to lepers in Leviticus, you needn't turn to it, Leviticus 13, 45 to 46, the leper person must rend his clothes, put a covering upon his upper lip, and cry, "Unclean, unclean." He shall also dwell alone outside of the camp or outside of the city. Leprosy, of course, was contagious. It does not mean that if you touch a leprous person, you then become a leper yourself. No, it means that you will become ceremonially unclean. Luke tells us here that this man was full of leprosy. This man was supposed to be shut up outside the city. The healing of him has taken place just after the Lord Jesus came down from the mountain, where he had spoken or was preaching the Sermon on the Mount. It must be that this man has got within hearing distance of Christ's sermon and was emboldened by it. He was convicted that he was Christ, the promised one, and therefore has power to do anything that he will. And so he tracked him until he could get close enough to make his application. It must have taken a lot of effort to get where he got, because there is always a great crowd around the Savior, and it would be difficult to get close to him, being a leper. It must have been with determination and strong conviction that Christ was divine and has the power to cleanse him from his leprosy. Dear friends, if you come into this church this morning, the fellowship of God's people, and you have not yet repented of your sins, you have not yet experienced God's forgiveness and pardon, if you have not yet made your peace with Christ, you are that leper. You are that leper which is uncleaned, unwashed, unpardoned, as we all once were before we come to Jesus Christ. What's stopping you then, now, from approaching the Savior for washing and cleansing? He is willing and waiting for you to make the approach. It is the very purpose for which he came. Come to him, friends. He stands right here in close proximity. The crowd is not an impediment. He stands here in the open. Make your petition to him now. Do not leave this building until you make your peace with him and ask him to cleanse you from all sin. Christ's guarantee on his own word that if you come to him, he will not turn you away, but will receive you. You will be further assured of this by the example here in this narrative of this leprous man. Hear the man as he makes his petition to the Lord. Lord, he said, if you will. But look what he did before he asked him. Look what he did. He fell on his face. He prostrated himself and worshipped. Do you not read much more into this act of worship than what he exclaimed? You must. You must read in this act of worship his act of repentance. The one perhaps you did not hear. You did not hear it, but he shows it. Just like the two men, as example, who went up into the temple to pray. One a Pharisee, the other a publican. And the Pharisee prayed thus with himself, Lord, I thank thee that I am not like other men, even like this publican beside me. I pray how many times a day, I give tithes of all I have. But the publican, what did he do? How did he approach God? Lord, he says, be merciful to me, a leper. That was his prayer. And there was another example also. Two thieves hanged on the cross with Christ. This can be found in Luke 23:39-43. The one said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into your kingdom." The other railed on him, "If you be the Christ, come down. Save us also with yourself." But the other, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." These are clear indications that repentance had taken place. For without repentance, there will be no forgiveness, no pardon for sin. Here is petition again. This leprous man in our chapter. "Lord, if you will, if you will, you can make me clean." Now the "if" there in this narrative, in this his petition, is not a doubt, is not a "if" of doubt, but rather an affirmation, as if he said, "Lord, you can," not doubting his power to heal, for though he was a great sinner, he realized that no sin was too great for the Lord to forgive. But the word "if" is to show and to express humility. For he sees himself undeserving of God's favor. The Lord may desire to deal with him there and then, or he may not. But here we find the word of God powerful, wonderful, and true. For Christ said, "All that the Father giveth me, or giveth him, shall come to him. And him that cometh to Jesus Christ will never be cast out." You can find this in John 6:37. The Lord Jesus Christ, in turn, stretched forth his hand and touched him and said, "I will, be thou clean." And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Now, friends, here are things we need to ponder over. We see the Lord's pity, his sympathy break forth. The Lord of glory, the Lord who is of a purer eyes than to behold iniquity, touch the unclean man. Now everything that the Lord Jesus Christ did and said have a purpose. We remember that whoever touches the unclean rendered the person himself, themselves, unclean. But Christ was the sinless Savior who did no sin and could never sin because he was God. Therefore could not be rendered unclean. So what is it? What is the Lord's teaching us here by his action when he touched this unclean man? Listen, friends. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, would have us to know and to understand. As it were, with this action, he's saying, I am going to the cross of Calvary, where I am prepared to take upon myself all your uncleanness, all your filthiness, all your diseases, all your unbelief, and I will bear in my body on the cross all the wrath of Almighty God, the Father, in your place. I will take these things and bear them in my own body upon the tree. I will take away the wrath of the Father, the Almighty One, by turning away his wrath from you, from all of us. Oh, this sweet, sweet love of Jesus Christ, his patience, his compassion for lost souls can be seen, known, and understood here, friends, from this single verse. I am going to the cross of Calvary, he said, where I am prepared to take upon myself all your uncleanness. He came to be a man of sorrows. He came to make an atonement for us by going to the cross. He came to bring and to secure peace and reconciliation with himself. He came to make us one in union with God. But first, he must show us our need. He must show us our need of him and point out and show us ourselves that our nature is corrupt and we are depraved. Sin is therefore the leprosy of the soul which shuts us out of communion with God, to which that we may be restored. It is necessary that we be cleansed from this leprosy of the soul. This ought to be our great concern. Have you come to worship God this morning and to hear what he has to say to your soul through the preaching of his holy word, but felt somewhat insulted and indignant that God should put his finger so poignantly on your problem? Just like Naaman of old, in our first scripture reading, 2 Kings. That was how Naaman felt about the message he heard from the prophet. He was indignant. He was full of pride, full of himself. He thought that the prophet would come out to him and do some great thing and say some great words. But notice here, Naaman, when he was approached by his own servant, he repented of his action from his foolish and indignant pride, and so turned back and did what the prophet told him to do. And on repentance, believing God's word, look what happened, friends. He was cured from his leprosy, this leprous disease. Friends, the Word of God has in it healing properties and is sufficient to heal both body and soul. The Word of Jesus Christ still heals today with a touch. Come to Him, friends. Delay not another minute. This is guaranteed to us, that if we come to Jesus Christ believing, it is absolutely sure He will not turn any away. He will receive you. He will cure you from whatever the disease you set forth before Him. Is it pride? Is it vainglory? Is it lies? Is it covetousness? What is it? Well, whatever it is, it will be among these. Leprosy. At the very top of it. Leprosy. Sin. And this is the purpose for which He came. To save us from our sin. It is depicted as leprosy. Will you not turn to Him? Will you not come now for the healing which He provides? Let's pray.